I would like to indicate to you something. To know thyself, the self with a capital S, is enlightenment. The truth is, you cannot know your true self. You can only be it. And the human mind, and even consciousness. Consciousness, you know, perception. Human mind, as you know of the mind, I would like you to differentiate the two, please. If you cannot differentiate the two, the difference between what is your mind, what is your consciousness, you have to find this out by yourself. Awakening consciousness is a pure awareness. I'm being honest to you. Have you ticked this box yet? Have you achieved pure awareness? Do you notice what are you thinking? Pure awareness. Your pain, your joy. Your disappointment, your happiness. Do you know if you have this awareness, you can tune in to the others? Do you know that? And this awareness do not involve your mind. It becomes quite obvious your awareness is not your mind. Understand the difference, please. And one day, as you advance on your spiritual unfoldment, thinkingness becomes the clouds. Awareness is the sky. Is that awareness? If without a mind, is that enlightenment? Not yet, but you need that. So just to achieve pure awareness, it will take you many years of dedication to achieving it. Is that hard work? No. Why it takes many years to achieving it? We are habitual being. Thinkingness, it is your habitual existence. Non-thinking state, it is quite alien for you. That means too new. Kind of drive you crazy. For example, how are you going to stop the wind if you look outside? You're trying to figure it out, please. You know you're thinking rubbish. How are you going to stop the wind? How are you going to stop your mind? It's a beautiful question. You said it's impossible to stop the wind. But can you figure out how to stop your mind? Of course, it's so easy to point out about pure awareness because you notice you can do it at least 3 seconds. But you cannot do it for 15 minutes. And that differentiation between your consciousness, you look your awareness, of course. And conscious awareness depends on what are you conscious of. That is the reason why awareness itself is not enlightenment. That you need that tool, that means your consciousness. But while your mind cannot be stopped, and your consciousness, that means awareness, is within your thinkingness, you are being imprisoned in it. Or the sunlight cannot pierce through the clouds. And when a person, the sunlight cannot pierce through the person do not look alive, cannot be at ease, because the mind troubled the person. Exactly, your problem is inside your mind, troubling you, and you cannot get out. And the illusion come in, if I fix them, and then I'll be okay. Not really. You can fix everything outside, but it's inside your mind, your problem. You cannot fix it from outside. Become obvious, the illusion come in. After one problem being solved, the others rising, without exception. Some person you don't like, you get rid of that person, whatever ways. Another person come into your life to trouble you. I love it. The human always have problems. I love it. Love what? I love the system. That means within the circus inside of mind, you cannot get out. It's called a foolproof. That egoic mind system is foolproof. Make sure you cannot get out. But the skillful mean, it got to be higher and more skillful than the false system. It do not mean more clever. Rather, we notice the system is more very clever. What we use? We actually use very simple method. It's staying here and now and being conscious. And that will take you some time to achieving it. The work we are doing, it is quite exciting, actually, I have to say. Because the consciousness enables to rise above the clouds and the sun shine in. So that means there's a lot of clouds in the sky. But then if you rise above the clouds, the sun is still there. And we call the light. Momentarily, when you are there, you feel the freedom. You understand about this now. It is very skilled, very hard, very difficult to transcend your mind. Exactly, the question is, how can I stop the wind? The answer is, you can't. You can't stop the wind. You can observe the wind and not being disturbed by the wind. And that means the mind can trouble you. You learn the art to transcending it. It itself, it is very liberating. And this is amazing solution for the world. It's not your girlfriend, not your boyfriend, not your children bothering you, not your boss, not your customer. It is your mind bothering you. When you understand about this, then you cannot stop the wind or stop your customer complaining, but you can rise above it. That is very important. Rise above it. And the other skillful means come in. Remember, we quite often talk about borrowing the sunlight. That is a fascinating stuff. Enable you to borrow the sunlight to shine into the cloud. That is how you solve your daily, hopefully, the world problem. Don't trust me. Try it out. When the problem is not in your mind anymore, down there is all the storms, all the wind blowing, all the hurricanes, typhoon, but then you're above it. But then you cannot stop the wind and the storm yet until you borrow the sunlight. First things first, learn to write about the cloud or transcend the mind. Without meditation skill, you can't do it. And that skill is give you capacity and enable you achieve consistency. And quite often, you can do it much easier in a retreat, genuine, high power retreat setting like this. So please set your goal. If you need to accomplish anything, please write it down. If you need to solve any problem, please write it down. We already know we have problem, right? We already know we have purpose or a goal to achieve something. In here, much easier for you to accomplish. That is a worldly concern, you know that. And then the other level is for spiritual concern. Not many people reaching this level of non-worldly concern. But however, some of you mature personally and spiritually, mature enough to understand what I'm trying to say now. So I do it slowly. Whatever is a higher, is cover the lower, is inclusive. I say it again. If you can reach higher, actually it covers the lower. I do it one more time. Wherever you reach the higher, it is already covered the lower. Because a lot of spiritual seekers, they want to get enlightened and they concentrate on compassion, love, spiritual connection. They miss something. They cannot bridge the gap between heaven and earth. That is the reason why it becomes an art and science. Use that what it means. I know I'm not very clear. When you experience the light and the expansion of consciousness or sense of freedom and peace, a lot of students actually stay there, don't want to get out. And the spiritual training quite often is stay there. It is already quite a lot of efforts involved. It's a good accomplishment because they actually rise above the clouds. But what they forgot is they forgot to shine the light or the sunshine, shine in, to disperse the clouds. That is what they... When they're coming back into their physical existence, the problem's still there. They say, well, I actually blissed myself out. I feel so good, so free. And then when I'm coming back, I see the same person, same situation, and same money problem. I still don't like myself. What's going on? It's a classic, see? And then they go all the way to India. Go somewhere, okay, trying to get rid of themselves. And simply find, I'm still with myself. They forget something to dispel the clouds. When they lower the vibration down into our normal human existence, the problem is still there. The lacking wife, or, you know, problem children, teenagers kicking the door, drive you crazy, you're trying to be compassionate and kind. But then you just, okay? They not only, okay, having a hard time with teenagers, some teenagers, children just hate their parents. And you're trying to be compassionate and kind to them. I love it. So the meditation we are going to do, build a foundation. Without a foundation, you get nothing. Foundation, foundation, foundation. And then mountain top, mountain top, mountain top. And then bring the sunshine and the love in. And see if you can steady yourself there. That is a meditative state. And also to see if you can shine the love energy and the light energy into your problematic, okay, lifestyle. Of course, it is all inside your mind. Where else? And realize if you can dispel, that is a stopping the wind, okay, analogy. If your mind become free, you are free. If your mind not free, you are not free. Because when you're coming back down into the worldly existence, dealing with the world, your usual mindset will come back. It is a very skill, amazingly skilled work.